In the KSRO kitchen, not the greenhouse anymore, we've darted across the parking lot to look at into the magnificent restaurant, full hospitality of KSRO. Emily Ashlamb. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Fine, thank you. You had the Saturday off last week. I'm sure you're recharged, rejuvenated.
Sure. Yeah. Let's go with recharged, rejuvenated. Yeah. No, I am actually. I had a great weekend and a milestone birthday.
Fabulous. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So now you're 21. You can do
everything. Yes, 21. I can finally hit the wineries. I can't wait.
This is a multicultural show. Working backwards in about 20 minutes, we'll be welcoming some fabulous folks who are part of the Dia de los Muertos Festival coming up in the next couple of weeks up in Windsor. And we have some great guests in the KSRO kitchen today to tell you all about that. But first, there's another wonderful event going on here in Sonoma County next weekend that's not gotten a lot of play, and we're here to change that. It's the North Bay Italian Cultural Foundation, and I love saying this, Risorgimento.
You got it.
Presents Festa Italiana de Santa Rosa. And it's next Sunday, and the event coordinator is Susan Macaluso, and she's on the phone to tell us more. Hi, Susan. Thanks for joining Emily and me this morning.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Emily. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Aren't we supposed to say, like, buongiorno?
Buongiorno.
That's right. Buongiorno.
Okay. So the North Bay Italian Culture Foundation started in Santa Rosa. I know their chapter started about, 40 years ago or so.
Well, in 1984, the foundation's been here, yeah.
So unless you're really Italian, you probably don't even know this exists, but real hardcore Italians know about this and patronize it and support it and get together for wonderful functions. It's open to everyone. You don't have to show origin of birth to join this, do you, Susan?
No, you don't need a birth card. Anybody who loves Italian can be part of this wonderful community.
So how do we become members or learn more about the organization?
Well, the first thing is you can go to nbcif.org. That's North Bay Italian Cultural Foundation.org. Mm-hmm. And you can certainly be a member. It's very affordable. A single membership is $35. Oh. And you can also come to La Festa next week, and you can sign up there.
Oh, this is wonderful. So you're legit. You're a native New Yorker, right?
I'm a quasi-native New Yorker. I was born in Niagara Falls, but I lived for more than 40 years in New York. Mm.
Okay, so you have street cred as far as talking about that.
I got street credit, right?
About the Festa Italiana. So a lot of people, and I've told people about this, and they don't really have any idea about where the Santa Rosa Vintners Square is located on Cleveland Avenue. Can you tell us where this is? And
I would love to. It's at D'Argenzio's Winery, and it's on Cleveland, just north of College.
Okay, and so we got it. Okay, I'm visualizing this. College down Cleveland, so we're heading towards Cottingtown Shopping Center.
Exactly. And is it kind of behind Fog Belt Brewery? Is that right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay,
and Land and Water is there. And Cibo Lucico Pizzeria is there.
Right.
And it's a little gem. It's a little Italian village in the middle of Santa Rosa.
Well, and I love that your tagline for the Festa Italiana is an afternoon of La Dolce Vita in an urban winery village. Who doesn't want to go to that?
Who doesn't want to go to that?
Yes, please.
And it's not only about the food. Of course, it's always about the food. But in addition to Cibo Rustica being open, we're going to have pasta from Pasta King, this adorable restaurant in Sebastopol. La Bodega Kitchen is going to be there. And one of our own members, who's from Liguria, is going to be making polenta.
Mm. Oh,
so there's
my
quite
favorite.
A nice variety. And we'll have a grill going with sausage and peppers, because you can't have an Italian festival without that, right?
Amazing. No. And how about tiramisu? Any tiramisu happening?
We're going to, Cannavari's Deli is going to be serving up tiramisu and cannoli. And Fiorello's will be there with gelato.
Oh, they really have such a delicious gelato. Yeah, I love them. Yeah.
Thank you. And you'll be serenaded the whole time in the parking lot and in back of D'Argenzio's with live music by singers who are just wonderful Italian singers. We'll even have a young trumpet player who's from Italy and studying here right now.
How cool.
This is really a lot cooler than anyone had imagined this is going to be. So usually when there's Italian food, there's some Italian wine. Will there be any Italian wine?
Well, there's going to be a lot of Italian wine because we're also celebrating Italian winemaking in Sonoma County. And we will have wineries there, and you can taste a lot of different wines. There's so many different Italian wines that are produced here, the Sangioveses and the Montepulciano's and on. Mm-hmm. So, yes, everybody there will have a chance to do that.
I love your tagline, everything from Aglianico to Zabibo. Have you ever heard of Zabibo?
I don't know. No, what is that?
So tell me the truth, Susan. Have you ever tasted a Zabibo?
I have never, no.
Phew, we're not totally out of the loop.
I didn't do the tagline.
Well, but I like that. So there's 40 premier producers of Italian varietal wines. There's Italian food. There's sweets. There's live music. Is this part of a fundraising effort?
It is. Part of the proceeds go to the North Bay Italian Cultural Foundation. We have a scholarship fund, and we help students who are studying Italian here and abroad. And in addition to the proceeds and helping the funds going to the North Bay Italian Cultural Foundation, we also have a family corner where we do Italian-themed crafts and storytelling in Italian, because we're very concerned about the next generation and we want to continue this. And that's why partnering with D'Argenzio's makes a lot of sense to us, because they're three generations in America and they're very interested in promoting the Italian culture with their own events. And it's a good fit for us.
It's wonderful, because a lot of kids get bored very easily. and this is great to have Venetian masks and arts and crafts with Italian themes, learning Italian phrases, sing some songs. And I love that you've written Find Italy on a World Map. Let's face it, geographical literacy is at an all-time low. So anything we could do to point out that there is a big, wide, wonderful world out there is pretty important. Is this a free event to attend?
It's a free event. There's absolutely no fee to enter. You do, of course, pay for the food and the wine tasting. The family corner is part of the free admission.
Free admission. And the music, of course, is free. You can sit there with a glass of wine and enjoy some great music, too.
You can enjoy a lot of great music there, yes.
And I noticed here on the sheet that I'm looking at, is there an auction?
We have a silent auction. And the silent auction does benefit the foundation. And the silent auction is filled with a lot of interesting things. Of course, there's Italian restaurants, but there's also things like from a bike shop. There is a new company in town called Spellcraft, and they do candlelight events. So there's a lot of different products and treasures that people can bid on.
Is this your main event of the year? Do you do other events to, support the North Bay Italian Cultural Foundation, or is this kind of your big one?
Well, Festa is the biggest event. Because it attracts so many people. North Bay used to have huge events at the Vet Center many years ago, but we started in again with D'Argenzio's last year. And during the year, we do have monthly dinners. We have winemaker dinners. We have movies, Italian movies that we show. So we do a lot of different events and fundraisers during the year also.
Really fun.
Well, the important thing to remember is put aside next Sunday, October 26th, from noon to 4, doors open at noon, for really an afternoon of total cultural immersion into the Italian way of life. Huh?
Sounds great to me. La Dolce Vita.
La Dolce Vita in an urban winery village. So, again, to find this place, coming from down College Avenue, head north on Cleveland, and then I guess if you see the old Possum Wine...
Fogbell.
What is it?
The Fog Belt is what I notice, right?
The Fog Belt Brewery on the right-hand side.
It's on the other side from the freeway.
Yeah. The other side of the freeway.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of parking in the back, Susan?
We will have all the parking lots around will be available. We will have people directing traffic and signs, so we will help people to park. I mean, there's also an option, I guess, to park at the Cottontown Mall. It's not that far. Maybe you could Uber down or pool or something, because it's a lot of. We had about 800 people last year, so we hope we get the same crowd.
Great.
Well, this is great. You don't have to worry about a refund or not being able to use your ticket because it's free. I love it. The North Bay Italian Cultural Foundation, and how do I say that? Risorgimento?
Risorgimento.
Risorgimento.
Yeah, they're the umbrella for all of the wineries that produce Italian wine.
Mm. Oh, didn't know this.
And of course,
Sargentia Winery will be there with their own wines, and you can taste their wines also.
Terrific. Present Festa Italiana di Santa Rosa next Sunday from noon until 4 in the afternoon of La Dolce Vita in an urban winery village. Put it on your calendar, because if you don't, you'll forget, because we want to see you out there. Thank you, Susan, for joining Emily and me.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Emily.
Take care. Yeah. Have a fun time. Maybe we'll see you out there.
I hope so.
Okay,
good
Susan. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Susan.
Coming up next, we're moving from Italy to Mexico, aren't we? As we welcome some really wonderful guests to talk about the Dia de los Muertos festivals going on all over Sonoma County. In the KSRO kitchen this morning, I'm Steve Garner, along with Emily Ash Lamb, back right after this.
Simpson Sheet Metal is helping local kids become million-word readers through Read on Sonoma. 85% of students met their reading goal this year, nearly double from 3 years ago. Our students read more than 591 million words, more than twice the national average. A special shout-out to Kenwood Elementary, the first school where all students met their reading goal. Congratulations and keep up the good work. Here's Barbie Simpson, owner of Simpson Sheet Metal.
One of the things I cherish most in my life is my grandkids. Spending time with them gives me such great joy. As they've grown, I've seen their reading skills and comprehension increase, along with their interest in the world around them. Being a grandparent is one of the greatest joys of my life.
Children who learn to read at grade level by third grade are more likely to graduate from high school and overall do better in life. Simpson Sheet Metal and Read on Sonoma, dedicated to improving children's lives in Sonoma County. ReadOnSonoma.org.
Touchdown!
Mountain Mike's, the official pizza of the San Francisco 49ers, is the perfect place to enjoy the games. Happy hour specials Monday through Thursday and all Sunday long. Watch the Sunday Ticket at two locations, Cleveland Avenue in Santa Rosa and Mountain Mike's in Nevada. Order up their legendary crispy curly pepperoni pizza. Try their new sticky kogi wings or kickin' Korean barbecue wings. Online at mountainmikes.com.
Honey, that flu keeping you up? Did you take NyQuil Intense Flu?
Nah, I got this. Okay, I don't got this.
Yeah, you need NyQuil Intense Flu.
Undo your flu with NyQuil Intense Flu. NyQuil Intense Flu provides powerful relief of your flu symptoms so you can sleep.
You do got this.
NyQuil Intense Flu. The nighttime sniffling, aching, fever, best sleep with the flu, medicine. Use as directed, keep out of reach of children.
The Sonoma County Aging and Disability Resource Directory guides you to a better, more connected life. Because in Sonoma County, we believe in supporting each other every step of the way. Embrace the resources available to you. Don't let aging or disability limit your possibilities. Visit agingdisabilitysonomacounty.org and discover a world of support and opportunities. The 2025 Sonoma County Aging and Disability Resource Directory is now available. Go to agingdisabilitysonomacounty.org, powered by Ungaro and Sons.
In the North Bay, we love us some first responders, but imagine that of Def Leppard drummer Rick Allen, who decades ago lost his arm in a brutal car crash where first responders quick to the scene helped him live to drum another day. This is Jason Walsh of North Bay Biz, and this month we talk to the Def Leppard legend about how his Raven Drum Foundation works with local nonprofit First Responders Resiliency to support the health of these heroes. Rick Allen in Sonoma? No fooling at NorthBayBiz.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with Emily Ashlam. And it was about 5 years ago that we had the pleasure of meeting Angelica Nunez as we learned about the fabulous Dia de Muertos de Windsor, a huge Dia de Muertos festival that was taking place. And John Ashton invited Angelica to come in and join us. She brought us food. She brought us wonderful guests. And it was a total immersion into Mexican-American culture. And we've tried to do this almost every year. And you're back. And so thank you for being back. It's nice to have you here this morning.
And we're going to get her on the mic.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me. It's always such a pleasure and a fun time coming on. And this is my first time.
Well, you've been here before.
Sorry, I had a volume issue.
Oh.
It's my first time without Chef Ash.
Without John. But yeah. Now we luckily, fortunately, have Emily Ashlam, who encapsulates so many of the wonderful qualities
that John Ash
brought to the show.
And he loved your events, and he loved Dia de los Muertos in general. And I did want to say just in the studio here that I brought two items that he had brought me from Mexico City that are from his travels there, where he used to teach cooking classes at a couple different resorts down there. So we have those there in his honor today. He's definitely with us.
He's loving this.
I love that. So, and they're so beautiful.
Angelica, you were on the board of directors, the founding member of the Dia de Muertos in Windsor, correct?
Correct, yes.
And it's happening again?
It is, along with all of my... my teammates on the board, we are organizing Dia de Muertos. It's November 1st, Saturday, okay, from 4 to 8. So
fabulous.
We're very excited, and it's on the Windsor Town Green.
Well, the weather's going to be great. We know this. We're just crossing our fingers.
Yeah.
And as the show progresses during this next 35 minutes, we'll tell people what they can expect when they go.
Absolutely.
But first, would you introduce our two beautiful guests that you brought with us?
Absolutely. I brought two amazing guests, Diego, who is part of the Agave family, Octavio Diaz's son, and he's here representing today Hillsburg Agave. And I did actually speak to Octavio on my way into the studio, and he actually asked me to let you know, Emily, that he's sorry for your loss.
Aww.
And that your dad was a huge instrumental part, and he was such an amazing soul and spirit. And one of the things that he really appreciates is that when he started Mitote, your dad was such a mentor to him and was very, very supportive and helping him. And that he used to come and bring his buddies, and they would have wine, and he would tell them which food to pair it with. And so he just wanted to express his sincere sadness and regret, and to you.
Thank you.
We had the pleasure of having Octavio in the studio and phone from the beginnings of Mitote, so we have a long history with Dad.
Yes.
And then Diego, we just got to meet you last year.
Yes,
you came in for the first time last year and brought in some fabulous food, and it looks like you're repeating the fabulous food. What do you brought in today?
Well, thank you, Steve. Yes, so here presented to you, we did something very, very traditional to Oaxaca with this time of year. So presented in front of you, we have a plantain that's been deep fried.
Ooh.
Kind of like the Puerto Rican plantains, but this is a Oaxacan one.
Wow.
And then what we do is we serve that with our mole negro that my grandmother actually makes. That takes 5 days. And then we did a little bit of sesame seed as well along there. And I did one micro radish there for a little spice. It pairs excellent with the sweetness from the mole and the plantain.
Oh, man.
Is right. And I do just want to say thank you to Octavio and that beautiful message. And
of course.
My dad really did. I'm sorry to divert us
second,
but I did I got choked up, so I couldn't talk for a minute. But we all went there. Mm-hmm. He took his grandkids there. We loved going there. And so anyway, thank you for the sweet words. Thank you.
Yes. In fact, one day, Chef John Ash and I were going to chat, and he, you know, Octavio, when he was talking about him being such a wonderful mentor and so supportive and loving and giving with his time, it really hit right on, because when we were doing Taco Fest, which you also came with your dad, and when we were doing Taco Fest, he said, like, let's meet up, let's have lunch, I have some ideas. And he was just so giving with his time, and I appreciated that also. He was just such a caring person, and he said, let's have lunch at Mitote.
Aw, I love that.
So that's where we met.
And I have to say, there's nothing he loved more than a food truck. He just loved a food truck.
He really knew his food trucks.
He really did. It was like his
When we would go
thing.
Down Sebastopol Road, go, no, skip this one. No. Here's the one, exactly. Here's the one you want
he
to
knew
go
them
to.
All.
He knew them all. It was quite amazing.
And this plantain bite,
this is delicious.
Thank you.
This plantain is beautiful.
Thank you.
A little bit about agave. Where is it? What is it? What do you specialize
in?
Yeah,
of course. So the agave Healdsburg has been around, I believe, 17 years or so. And we are located in Healdsburg in the Safeway Shopping Center. Sorry, there's...
That's fine.
A spider on the mic.
Yeah, there's a little
spider there.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It's an honor.
Yes. Anyway, so we are located in the Safeway Shopping Center, and we specialize in the mole. And our menu is very authentic to Oaxaca. Mm. And it's not your, you know, very typical Mexican place where we just do a little bit of everything. We're very specific into what we serve. And we just specialize that and just try to perfect it every single day so that you guys can taste a little bit of Oaxaca and Healdsburg and wine country. And where we are is actually very, very special, because the mole and the Oaxacan food pairs excellent with all of the Sonoma County wines. Mm. And we're starting to develop that and work with local winemakers, you know, Latino winemakers, you know, and everybody to really highlight and educate, you know, on how well Oaxacan food and also Mexican food can pair so excellent with these wines, not just the French and Italian foods.
What wines would you pair with mole? Like, what do you recommend?
With mole, I would go with the nice Zinfandel, something like Raffinelli's, phenomenal to go with the mole. Another really phenomenal one for Zins, I would say the Stuhlmuller Zinfandel. Up in Alexander Valley. On the cab side, so a little bit more like something that goes, you know, bold. I would do on the cabs as well. Chavez Cab out of Healdsburg as well is phenomenal that I would recommend to pair with our
So moles. Red wines predominantly.
Yeah, red wines for the mole, correct. Mm.
Mole Dia. So these pre-made homemade moles are available for sale at Agave?
That is correct. So we sell these jars at Agave Healdsburg as well as our store in Healdsburg called Casa de Mole, where my grandmother actually makes the mole. Mm. It's funny enough, she has so much work because the mole, it takes 5 days to make. So her and her team that are there are working basically every week because of how long it takes. And all of the spices, chocolate, even some of the dehydrated herbs that come from that they use for the mole come from Oaxaca. Mm. So it's super, super, you know, authentic. And I always like to tell the clients at the restaurant is, I want our mole to taste the same, if not better, than the mole that you'd have in Mexico.
Right.
Because everything we're using, it comes from Mexico, right? And so, you know, we really, really take pride in that. And that's us. Mole.
I love it.
That's us.
Well, you're looking to get the ingredients. You're not going to just whip this up this afternoon for dinner tonight if you want to do it authentically. It's tomato, it's onions, plantains, almonds, dark chocolate, garlic, chili ancho, chili guajillo, apples, sesame seeds, soybean oil, raisins, pure cane sugar, salt, and spices. There's a lot involved in this mole.
Fun fact, there's actually over 20 different ingredients that go into this sauce that you're looking at here. So it's a very complex sauce, just like as you guys are familiar with, like your bordelaise or your au poivre. You know, this is a very labor-intensive and...
Very.
But yeah.
Angelica,
yes.
I want you to introduce another person you've brought in this morning.
Absolutely. So I wanted to let you know, I'm not sure if I had mentioned it before, but I did bring another guest. And then I brought somebody who was working hard and couldn't come, so they brought their food. And I'm going to share that too. But before we do that, we're going to jump over to Yutilia. And she brought some amazing tamales that she makes and sell part of Dia de Muertos, and as well as she brought a drink to share. Mm. So I would love for her to tell us about what she brought and
Well, thank you for inviting me. So my English maybe is not so good, but I'm trying.
But let me tell you, your English is better than my Spanish.
Or Italian.
So go right ahead. Describe what you've brought, Itilio.
Well, I have my tamales. I just started last year. So I made on banana leaf, and I made 4 different kinds. I have the pork. I have the chicken with mole. It's a mole for Oaxaqueño. Mm-hmm. And we have the green salsa with chicken. And I also have the cheese, which is, I add a little bit of chipotle sauce. So it's a kind of a little bit of flavor for that cheese, you know, but it's not a, like a very spicy, it's just for a flavor. So,
well, I'm a absolute tamale hound.
Yeah,
I love tamales. I've tried them up and down Sebastopol Road, Petaluma Road, out in Guerneville. Dennis Dunn told me there was a great tamale truck out on the way out on River Road.
It I is. Went
out
it's there. A great one.
I mean, oh, you know,
I know
so,
it well.
So, tamales near and far are dear to my heart. Mm-hmm. Do you have a food truck?
Not yet. So I've been selling all the farmers market around, so that's why I met Angelica, and I've been around in Santa Rosa, Hillsborough, Cloverdale. Okay. So I live in Cloverdale, so all they can place the order, and we're selling tamales around the Dia de los Muertos and different days, and they can follow me on my Facebook page, uh-huh. So they know which day where I'm going to pop up on different town.
So your name is spelled Eutilias.
Yes.
Eutilias.
Yes.
And is it Tamal Oaxaqueño? What's the name of the company?
Oaxaqueño.
Oaxaqueño.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's the same like at the mole he was talking about.
So. And will you be at Dia de los Muertos in Windsor?
Yes.
Oh.
Wonderful.
Yes. She'll be there.
So it's not just us that gets to try the tamales today.
I can't wait, though. The banana leaf is so beautiful. Like, what? Why do you use the banana leaf rather than the corn husk? Do you
in my town where we, or where I'm from, so we make only on banana leaf. Mm. We don't use the corn husk. And for us, they have more flavor, mm-hmm. but, you know, it's a different. So, mm-hmm. but that was how we make in there.
I love the dress you're wearing this morning.
Thank you.
It just absolutely screams Mexico. It's just beautiful. And what town are you from in Mexico?
I am, my little town, it's Concepcion Las Mesas. It's
Concepcion Las Mesas.
We're close to Putla.
Oh, I know Putla.
Putla de Guerrero, Oaxaca. So we're close in there. So
wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, welcome. Nice
thank
to have you in the studio.
Yes,
thank you.
We'll
thank
take
you.
A quick break, about 2 or 3 minutes, and we'll come back. And we also want to talk about the baked goods.
Yes.
So Angelica, if you will do that. Angelica Nunez is with us. She is part of the board of directors that founded the Dia de los Muertos Festival in Windsor. And we're thrilled to have Diego Diaz, who is the son of Octavio Diaz, that helped found Metote Food Park here in Santa Rosa. And you're part of Agave, the wonderful restaurant. It's in the Safeway Shopping Center at Healdsburg. You can try all these traditional moles that your grandmother still makes. Full menu. And do you have a liquor or beer license? Where do you go to taste some good tequilas? And
Yes, I'm glad you asked that question because, you know, not to be biased or anything, but I feel like we have the best mezcal selection here in the North Bay. We have worked day in and day out the past year on curating the best mezcal list that there is that we can do, with working with some of the smallest producers in Oaxaca. We don't like to go too big on the corporate side. We like to help support the small guys in getting their names out there. And so we have a full bar. We have a full liquor license. So we do, you know, everything, beer, wine, spirits and all. Okay. But we do mainly focus on the mezcal aspect and also on most of our cocktails. They all have mezcal because we're really trying to educate the guests on the spirit of that the gods used to drink in Oaxaca. You know, how phenomenal it is, right? Our selection of mezcal is incredible. You know, we have a really interesting one right now. That has been distilled with river crab. So that's interesting. So yeah. So it's really, really phenomenal. Wow. And I can just go on and on about the mezcalas, but you got to come and visit.
Well, I will. and will there be liquor or beer sold at the Dia de los Muertos Festival?
There will not be. Okay. And, you know, we go back and forth on it. So we do the other events. As you know, we do the Windsor Taco Fest and Lowrider Show. We do Fiestas Patrias, cultural events in Windsor. And so we have alcohol at all of the events. And typically, we try to focus on this one being a alcohol-free event. Main reason being is actually in the indigenous traditions and beliefs of the Pomo people, who we also invite. And the reason we invite them is because we have indigenous dancers. And when you have indigenous dancers, always the people of the land should go first. It's kind of like the same concept of as your home, right? So we're in their home. So they should dance first and welcome us to the lands. So we always have the Pomo dancers come and open us.
Oh, nice.
And their belief system is that they cannot have any of their regalia. And regalia is what we call the feathers in their dance gear, is called regalia in a respectful manner for those that are not familiar with the word. So their regalia cannot be around alcohol, no substance, anything like that.
Interesting. So, thank you for that. We'll take a quick break. Okay. We'll be right back with our special guest, and we're going to dive in. Well, I'm going to dive into a tamale. I don't know what the rest of the people are going to do. And then we'll try some panadiera that has been brought in, and make sure that you know to put this on your calendar November 1st up in Windsor, the Dia de Muertos de Windsor. I'm Steve Garner, along with Emily Ash Lamb in the KSRO kitchen.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, on FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and Windsor, and now at 96.9 in Petaluma.
Forget magic wands and superhero capes. Real change starts with a good book and 20 minutes of reading a day. That's how kids in Read on Sonoma go from "What's this word?" to "I got this" by fourth grade. This year, we've doubled the number of students we serve and expanded the program to 12 schools, all because of big-hearted supporters like Rachel and Eric Jones. Here's Eric Jones.
My wife Rachel and I believe that reading isn't just a skill, it's a superpower. Growing up in a small town, reading was my gateway to the world. And now, as a parent, I see how a love of books can ignite a child's imagination. You would not believe the energy and excitement Rachel and I experienced at the Read On Pep Rally. And we decided then that more children had to have access to this amazing program. So we're sponsoring Shepherd Elementary to help give every child that same spark and opportunity.
Read On Sonoma, where literacy is the real superpower. ReadOnSonoma.org.
It takes courage to farm and ranch through agriculture's ups and downs. With American Ag Credit, you're not alone. We've been there for more than 100 years, and we'll continue to be there for what's ahead. We're built for you and for farmers like Travis Coder of Coder Farms.
Agriculture has a lot of really radical swings, and when somebody will sit there and stare you in the eye and doesn't blink when you're in the tank and doesn't blink when you're on top of a mountain for 20 years, what else can you ask for?
American Ag Credit. Your future grows here. Visit agloan.com for more.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report phishing, and update your software on all your devices. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock not only alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information, but also fixes identity theft, guaranteed or your money back. So stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use the promo code BECK. Terms do apply.
Hey there, Sonoma County residents. Are you or a loved one navigating the process of aging or living with a disability? We have some fantastic news for you. Introducing the 2025 Sonoma County Aging and Disability Resource Directory, your go-to guide for support and services in Sonoma County, powered by Ungaro and Sons. Imagine having a roadmap right at your fingertips, connecting you to a wealth of resources designed to make life easier and more enjoyable. For information, go to agingdisabilitysonomacounty.org.
Are unwelcome guests causing a stir on your property? Don't let rats take over your home. Take a stand against these unwanted intruders with a free rodent inspection from the Marin Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District. They'll help you identify attractants and entry points around your home and suggest non-toxic solutions to keep rats away. Safeguard your home and reclaim your peace of mind. Request service online at msmosquito.org. The Marin Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District is ready to work with you to keep your property rat-free.
I'm KSRO's Jeff Woodworth with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Following the clear and cool overnight, we can look to lots of sunshine with daytime highs in the high 70s and low 80s. In the evening, we can anticipate mostly clear skies to leave us with overnight lows in the high 40s and low 50s. Looking ahead, this current warming trend is expected to run through at least Tuesday. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9 KSRO.
Lamb had a great comment. Said, so here's your gig, Steve. You talk on the microphone and you eat tamales between 11 and 12. It's pretty good.
It's a good gig.
It's a good gig.
I'm happy to be part of it.
So we have Angelica Nunez from Dia de Muertos de Windsor talking about that. Put it on your calendar, November 1st, 4 to 8 at the Windsor Town Green. We also have Diego, who is with us this morning, Diaz from Agave in Healdsburg, who's brought in wonderful mole that his grandmother and family make, and talk about their great agave selection. And we also have Utilia from Tamal Joaquino bringing in her wonderful tamales, and she has food truck that is all around Sonoma County and will be at the Dia de Muertos Festival in Windsor. So we just tried one, and boy, this is a good tamale.
I tried one and couldn't stop trying one. It was really good. It's really delicious.
Yeah. An important part of the Dia de Muertos is ofrendas. Would you talk about ofrendas?
Yes. Yes, ofrendas are something that are very special to the community. You know, because of Disney's Coco, a lot more people are aware of it now. But what I always like to point out is that, you know, not all of the ofrendas are like the Disney ofrendas. And I met a family during my work in this event who is from Oaxaca. And in Oaxaca, they don't believe in having any photos on the ofrendas. Mm. Oh. So it was very, not all of Oaxaca. I have to be careful because I have to walk in your house here. But every family and every peoples are different. And so what I learned was that this specific family and region and peoples of Oaxaca do not believe in photos, and anything on the ofrenda must be natural fiber. So the string that they use, it's all of natural fibers. If they're going to place water, it's nothing plastic, so it can only be made of natural. And they use a lot of fruit, so they'll do flowers and then apples, oranges, bananas, and they tie them on a string. And what that is for people, their past loved ones to eat, to grab them and eat them. But if they were to put anything plastic or man-made on the ofrenda, then their beliefs is that their loved ones would not be able to access the ofrenda. So it's really interesting because we think about the ofrendas, we think about Disney's Coco with all the photos and such. And that's what I do. You know, I have my family members and I put the photos. And on the ofrendas, you can place all of their favorite foods, whatever they like to eat when they were in the land of the living. I kind of giggled because I took that from Coco. And they say Miguel's is in the land of the living.
We gotta love Coco. We gotta love it.
So whatever their favorite foods were, favorite things, objects, favorite drinks. And then there is also the belief, and it varies from people to people again, but there is a belief that there should be four elemental items to an ofrenda, which is water, the paper, which represents the physical life. So everything has a meaning: water, earth,
air.
And so air, yes.
All the elements.
All the elements are represented on there. But again, that is one beliefs again. I am always very careful because, you know, Mexico is a place, a territory of indigenous people. And every group of indigenous people, their beliefs may vary or change a little bit. So I don't like to say, this is what it is, because it could be different for every family and every group of people. Just like the food,
right?
Very tamales different. And banana leaf or corn husk, you know? And it just really depends on the region of where you're from. And I just think it's so rich that there's so many different, you know? And
absolutely.
So we can try them all.
Yeah.
Well,
And just such a beautiful tradition. I mean, the whole concept is just so lovely. I feel like we don't have as much of that here in the States that I, you know, having just recently lost a parent, yeah. I'm like, I love this tradition. I love the idea that you get to keep having a relationship with someone even after they pass is just such a beautiful concept. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, this is a beautiful festival that's happening with traditional authentic Latin American family holiday, sacred blessing of indigenous dancers, procession honoring Los Muertos, ballet folklorico and mariachi, music, food, artisan market, and a lowrider car show.
I mean, who doesn't love that?
Music and dance, there's free, the dance, of course, and there's food and drink and artisanal wares for sale. The opening indigenous blessing ceremony that Angelica talked about with featuring Pomo and Azteca, the candlelight procession to honor Los Muertos, the music and dance, the Luther Burbank Youth Mariachi Orchestra. Boy, it's just a fantastic afternoon.
Absolutely. It sounds amazing. Almost as amazing as these tamales that I cannot stop eating. They are so good. They're Thank really you. Delicious. Thank you.
Beautiful. So we tried with the chicken one. Was that the first one?
I've tried pork and chicken. I'm ahead of you,
you are
Steve. And
wonderful.
I always think that the green sauce will be less spicy, but it seems to be the other way around. Or am I just wrong?
No, I'm with you. I always think, oh, the green sauce will be milder, but often it's not milder
than
the red
sauce. It's got a good kick.
Yeah. Well, sometimes the spicy, the pepper, it's more spicy than, but I'm trying to not put that much spicy because some people, they love it and some don't. So,
that's true.
There's also an old wives' tale. If it's really spicy, they were mad.
Oh,
and they made it.
I
haven't heard that. That's great.
Sounds like something her grandmother told
her. It was. So I'm like, well, I don't know if my grandma and my family, you know, joke about that or if it's like an actual wives' tale, but my grandmother did tell me that.
Okay, we'll take a break. We'll come back and we have to focus on some of the pandilleros. It's our special Dia de Muertos, the Windsor Show. Emily Ash Lamb, Steve Garner, and the Chaos Arto Kitchen. Back after these messages.
Hi, it's Dennis from the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market at Luther Burbank Center. I'd like to talk a bit about our market. Sure, we have great coffee, crepes, salsa, sausage, fruits, veggies, crafts, and much, much more. But to me, it's what you can't buy that makes the market special, and that's the people. You may have heard me speak with Steve on Saturday mornings on Garden Talk about buying potatoes from Tom or mushrooms from Barbara, forgetting to mention their business names. This is due to the relationships developed with those who grow the food we eat, something you can't get at the big supermarket chains. The vendors are a great resource to help create the perfect meal for you and your family. Bring your kids, grab a bite and something to drink, and shop the farmers market voted the best farmers market in Sonoma County 2 years running in the Press Democrats Readers Poll. We've been doing this for 50 years. We must be doing something right. So come and visit us at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1.
Austin here for More Home Services, and I want to talk to you about hard water. California is notorious for having some of the hardest water in the country, which means it has high levels of calcium and magnesium, and that causes all kinds of problems. If you experience itchy skin, brittle hair, dull laundry, or mineral deposits on faucets and fixtures, that's hard water. It also causes soap scum in your shower, spots on dishes, and creates wear and tear on your appliances. Yuck! More Home Services can help you out with our lineup of water conditioning solutions. From water softeners to whole house filtration systems to hot water recirculators. Your skin and hair will thank you. Your fixtures and appliances will thank you. And even your spotless dishes. Call More Home Services right now and ask about hard water solutions for your home. Our number is 707-505-8000 or find us online at morehomeservices.com.
We do more to treat you right.
At SoCo Private Security, we're all about protecting who you are. As the only provider of 24/7 Smart Patrol services in Sonoma County, we deliver affordable protection that keeps your buildings, tenants, and business safe day and night. Smart Patrol costs less than an on-site officer and includes on-call response whenever you need it. Locally owned and trusted in Santa Rosa, we're here to watch over what matters most. Find out more at SoCoPrivateSecurity.com. SoCo Private Security, the new breed in security.
After working in the construction industry for over 30 years with first-class designers, architects, and builders, founder Graham Robertson created his own company and launched Outlander Construction in 2017. From intricate restorations to high-end remodels, Outlander Construction will bring your ideas to life. In Pengrove, contact Graham Robertson at OutlanderBayArea.com or call 415-328-7891. 415-328-7891. OutlanderBayArea.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
In the KSRO kitchen, Steve Garner along with Emily Ash Lamb and wonderful assortment of guests this morning, all beginning the celebration of Dia de Muertos de Windsor. There's many festivals around Sonoma County. If you're not within the Windsor-Healdsburg area, you can find another great place to celebrate. So, Angelica, what are these pastries, the pandillero that you brought in this morning?
Yes, we brought some pan for Panes Garibaldi, and they are located in Rohnert Park inside of Juanita's Market. And he brought an assortment of pan de muertos, which is a special pastry or bread that we make for Dia de los Muertos. It's traditional, as well as an additional assortment of panes to share here and to try. And so the owner of Panes Garibaldi, he actually worked for Juanita's Market. And it's a cute little story. He actually... the bakery had closed, and it was the 2020, just coming out of the pandemic. And the owner of the market asked him if he would be interested in starting his own panaderia.
Oh, it's really great.
And
great
he leased, story. So he used to work for him, and so he leased the spot. And so now he has his own bakery delivering all throughout Sonoma County. He has a delivery truck.
Cool.
He also does wholesale, so he sells to other businesses who resell the bun. And then he has a large direct-to-consumer. And one of the great things about his business is that he serves the Latino community where he delivers the bread. So he can have the bread truck come to your house, and he pulls the racks out, and you just pick your assortment, so you don't even need to leave your house.
It's like an old-time milk delivery or something, or like a milk. I love that. That's so cool.
That's his old school. Mm-hmm. And is this Jose? Is he, who's the baker? What's his name?
No, that's Castañeda's Market.
Oh.
So this is Garibaldi's.
What's his name?
His name is Garibaldi.
Oh, his first name is Garibaldi. Mm-hmm. Cool name.
Yeah.
Garibaldi Garner. That would be
maybe a new pet. Maybe.
That's really fantastic. And he has a retail bakery, correct?
So his retail is inside of Juanita's Market.
Oh, got
so
it.
Now he leases the space that was the bakery prior. And he sells there, so he has racks, but his primary business is the home delivery as well as the business-to-business.
Well, he's a real innovator, entrepreneur, this guy.
Yes.
Garibaldi.
Yes.
This is on what, Southwest Boulevard in Rohnert Park? Is that where the bakery is? Do you know offhand?
I think that's what I saw. You know, Steve, I picked up the bread. But don't ever ask me for directions unless you want to get lost. One time when my daughter was little, we went across the Golden Gate Bridge like four times because I didn't know where I was going.
Okay, I'm putting a note. Do not ask her for directions.
No, wow. I could tell you all about food, but do not ask me for directions.
Thank you.
Noted.
But you'll be able to find it. Juanita's Market.
Juanita's Market.
Okay, good. Now, you had a question about the mole, Emily.
Sure. And just so you know, Juanita's Market is on 93 Southwest Boulevard.
It is Southwest Boulevard.
And it is Southwest. Yep, in Rohnert Park there. So
Siri just told me where to go and I listened.
Thanks, ChatGPT. well, I was wondering, Diego, maybe you can tell me the... I love mole. I learned about it a while ago working in restaurants in Los Angeles and watching some chefs down there and realizing what an amazing labor of love it is to do these mole sauces. But I truthfully don't ever quite know what to do with it myself. Like, I'm looking at this gorgeous jar of mole and going, what do I do? How do I just use it? You know, and I'm a mom and I'm like, how do I use it quick and get it into the meal? So what would you recommend?
So it's perfect for, you know, people like you who are always on the go.
Yeah.
And so we have created it so that the mola that's in the jar is ready to go. And so its shelf life, you know, it lasts a very long time. And so essentially what you, all you have to do, get a little sauce pot, pour however or however much of the mola you're going to be using. Each jar relatively is about four servings, mm-hmm. about four people per family. And just heat it up. And then that's pretty much it. It's very, very straightforward. So, yeah, we have actually worked very, very long hours on perfecting it to make it to its stable enough so that it lasts in the jar. But as soon as you open it and you use it, obviously, you know, you have to, you know, put it in the fridge. But, mm-hmm. But yeah, so essentially just heat it up, very straightforward, and it's ready to go.
I feel like it could be an alternative to spaghetti sauce almost. Correct. Like not correct. Maybe not on pasta necessarily, but I'm picturing like a rice bowl
actually,
or something that you could.
The mole, we've actually done a mole pasta in Oakland.
Ooh.
Kind of like, you know, like your fettuccine Alfredo.
Yeah.
But we did it with like mole. It was a really creative, crazy idea that my father came up with down there when we were working there. And so it actually does go really well. Huh. I've tried it in pasta. So okay. That's your Oaxacan pasta for you.
Oaxacan pasta. Yeah. I'm down with that.
Yeah. Oaxaca in Italy, right?
I love it.
But yeah, it goes well with everything and anything, you know, anything from beef, chicken, fish, vegetables for the vegetarians out there. But yeah, it goes excellent.
I can add that we had spaghetti squash this week with a traditional Italian sauce.
Yeah.
This would be really good with spaghetti squash.
Absolutely.
And also we did zucchini ribbons for a side dish, a cold dish. The zucchini ribbons would be really nice with this also. Yeah. Another couple ideas.
And then just to throw out that we also tried the mole tamale here, which is I think my favorite of the three. They're all delicious, but boy, is this one tasty. Yeah.
Hearing you talk about those combinations, you know, I know Diego brought a jar to give away to a listener, but I think I'm going to snag it.
Well, you're a listener, right? You're listening.
I'm a listener.
No, she knows where to find me. She doesn't got to steal it.
So this is a help calling on her mobile phone. Yeah, so I think we'll disqualify her. But Diego, give me your favorite number between 1 and 10, and we'll give away a jar of this beautiful Mole Diaz.
Perfect. My favorite number, I'm going to have to go with 7.
Caller number 7 at 636-1350. Caller number 7. It's 707-636-1350. We'll win their own personal jar of grandmother-produced Mole Diaz made right there in where? Hillsburg or Windsor?
Hillsburg, yeah, right on Hillsburg Avenue.
Okay, and it says generations, how many generations of love?
Four generations
of love. Mm. It's 15 ounces, vegan and gluten-free. Caller number 7 at 636-1350. That's very generous. Thank you. You'll have to buy your own on Helica.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, at least I know where to go.
You got a connection.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And so first, I want to thank you, Telia, for bringing in these beautiful tamales.
Thank you.
Just delicious.
It was an honor meeting you. And you're based in Cloverdale, but you're all over the county in your truck. And you will be at the De Los Muertos in Windsor on November 1st. People can try your tamales.
Yes. And she's also at the farmer's markets.
Oh, and the farmer's markets, too.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Great.
And Diego, thank you for bringing in the mole. Wonderful. And remind people that agave up in Healdsburg, tremendous, the biggest selection probably of agave probably in Sonoma.
So right there in the Safeway Shopping Center, 1063 Vine Street.
Open 7 days
maybe
a week?
Not the biggest, but the best, Mescal.
Okay. Open 7 days
7 days a week, 11 to 9 p.m.
Okay. Great. And again, thank you for organizing this in Helica.
Of course. Thanks for having me in. I appreciate it.
Thank you. And also the shout out for the Pandera goes to?
Yes. Garibaldi's. Panaderia Garibaldi's in Rohnert Park.
At Juanita's Market. So
inside,
look for that.
Mm-hmm.
And Emily Ash Lamb.
Thank
you.
You
have dinner for tonight.
I'm just going to stay here and eat for a couple hours.
Join us next week. I'm Steve Garner. Thanks for listening.
News, traffic, weather, talk. Sonoma County's News Talk. KSRO Santa Rosa.
ABC News. I'm Chuck Sievertson. This march in Washington today, part of nationwide No Kings protests. In Washington, ABC's Christiane Cordero.
We spoke with Bill Nye, the science guy, recently, and he said compared to other protests that he has been through throughout the years dating back to the Vietnam War, he's seeing a lot more American flags, which he attributes to a sense of patriotism.
In Times Square News.